Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. It's a delight to have you come on board with us each day as we journey through the different issues that we're faced with in life. And we are faced with issues. Some call them problems or difficulties. I prefer just to call them issues because we're facing issues as long as we're in this world and alive. But when we face the issues, we need to do so based on the authority of Scripture. You see, there are many people that will try to face an issue based on the denominational dogma with some rites and rituals and rules and regulations, and others will base it on philosophy or some philosophical ideological bent. But the only way we can truly face issues, especially, ladies and gentlemen, as Christians, is through the Word of God. Jesus told his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." He said that to them in John 8:31-32. And then Jesus said in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." And so it's the truth of the Word of God that should strengthen, encourage, direct us. It should be the light under our pathway and a lamp under our feet. Should be the guidance in all that we do and say is the Word of God. This is the reason, ladies and gentlemen, I say so much and to so many people, study the Word, meditate on the Word, know the Word, apply the Word in your heart and life that you might be able to impact the lives of others with the truth of the Word of God. I want to be talking about a subject today that I believe is beneficial and necessary, and especially as we celebrate Thanksgiving. I just simply want to call it, be ye thankful. Be ye thankful. We're living in a society today, ladies and gentlemen, that Thanksgiving doesn't seem to have the same connotation of meaning to everyone. And by the way, before I forget it, I would love to have you today ponder as I speak whether or not you're truly thankful. And then if you would like to, I'd like to encourage you to call us and just share on the air, what are you thankful for? Some of the things that you're thankful for. You can just say, I'm thankful for. You don't have to give your name, but share with the listening audience. It might be an encouragement to others to know what you're thankful for and the depths of our thanksgiving, especially in this Thanksgiving season. Why are we thankful? You can call us at 401-1413, 904-401-1413, get you directly through to the studio and right to our microphones that we can have a dialogue and discussion today on Thanksgiving. Be thankful. We're living in a society when it seems that there's selfishness, ingratitude, a sense of greed and gravis, rather than being really thankful. In fact, I was talking with Dr. Phelps a moment ago, and he mentioned the fact that in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 2, one of the indications of the last days is a mindset of being unthankful, a mindset of not being grateful or having gratitude for what we have. I have shared so many times down through the years, ladies and gentlemen, I grew up in a time when if we had grits of a morning, we'd come in from school and the cold leftover grits is what we had for an afternoon snack before eating in the evening meal. Grew up with a mother that worked about 80 to 90 hours a week. She was very fortunate to have the health to do so, with five children to raise. And my dad had passed away at an early age. And as a result of that, we grew up as kids in a home. And of course, that was before the days of telephone, television, or cell phones, or internet, any of those things that kids grow up thinking they've got to have today. And we didn't even have where you could go to the lunchroom at school and just get what you want. We had a sack lunch each day. And whatever mom put on the table, we were thankful for it. Whatever God provided for clothing, we were thankful for it. But we're in a society today where kids grow up, and there seems to be a mindset that I deserve everything. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have a dialogue and discussion today here on the microphone. I've got Dr. Neil Phelps. Dr. Phelps is with us. Dr. Phelps is one of the professors in Conservative Theological University, Bible professor, teaches Bible doctrine and theology, the Bible book studies. And by the way, I'd love to have you consider getting involved in the university in the spring semester, but we'll talk about that more at another time. Dr. Phelps, delighted to have you with us today. It's always a joy to have you on the microphone with us here in the studio that we can talk about spiritual things and what God would have us to do, and especially here for Thanksgiving to talk about being thankful. Share with us, why should we be thankful? What is the reason for being thankful?
One of the great reasons we should be thankful is because we have so many blessings. God has blessed us in our land, in our country. God has blessed America, and we hope that will continue. God has blessed us in our homes, in our personal lives. And I'm so thankful for the many things that God does for us. I have a long list that I'd like to share as the time allows.
Share
today.
Some of those things in just a moment, but kind of setting the pace for our folks to hear and participate. Ladies and gentlemen, we want you to be thankful. We need to be a thankful people, a thankful nation. Dr. Phelps and I were talking just a moment ago, and one of the things that we find in America is that God has blessed America because of our biblical foundation and our founding fathers' belief in God. And so God has blessed America because of our gratitude, our attitude of thankfulness. Dr. Phelps, I was mentioning just a moment ago, and so often I find that kids today are brought up totally different to what I found when I was growing up. Most of the teenagers today feel that they deserve a cell phone. Most of the teenagers today feel that they deserve a car to drive. They feel that they, in fact, ought to wear only the name brand clothing. I've shared so many times down through the years when I got the first pair of what was called store-bought pants, had a name tag on it, and I thought they had made an error in the manufacturer because the name tag was hanging out on the waistband. I took a pair of scissors and cut it off, and yet kids today feel they want that name tag that says, I'm special, I'm something, and it's yet being the desire of it without the realization that we need to be thankful for whatever we have. In fact, it's not just our kids today, ladies and gentlemen. Even adults seem to feel that they deserve everything. There's a feeling that with adults, that even among Christians, Dr. Phelps, that we've gotten to the point where there's a sense of deserving something rather than a sense of gratitude, an attitude of gratitude, I call it. In fact, I want to just share with our listening audience something that's been a blessing to me for many years, and it was published this week in our newsletter. And the title of it is simply, Be Ye Thankful. And here is the article that I want to, it's very brief, but it's the first proclamation of Thanksgiving. And it was the first proclamation by Governor Bradford of Massachusetts when he made that first Thanksgiving proclamation. And it was just 3 years after the Pilgrims had settled at Plymouth. And let me just read that to you, ladies and gentlemen, and see if it's a blessing to you as it has been for me for all of these years. This is the proclamation. First proclamation for Thanksgiving, 3 years after the Pilgrims settled at Plymouth. Governor Bradford said, Insomuch as the Great Father has given us this year an abundant harvest of Indian corn, wheat, peas, beans, squash, garden vegetables, and has made the forest to abound with game and the sea with fish and clams, and insomuch as he has protected us from the ravages of the savages, has spared us from pestilences and diseases. He's granted us freedom to worship God according to the dictates of our own conscience. Now I, your magistrate, do proclaim that all ye pilgrims, with all your wives and ye little ones, do gather at ye meeting house on ye hill, between the hours of 9 and 12 in the daytime. On Thursday, November the 29th, the year of our Lord, 1623, and the third year since ye pilgrims landed on ye Plymouth Rock, there to listen to ye pastor and render thanksgiving to ye Almighty God for all his blessings. Dr. Phelps, I don't think I could summarize it any better. Of course, that's not directly from the scripture, but I understand what he's saying. And notice there what he's saying that we need to be thankful for. Basically, he was focusing on provision, protection, and the food that he'd given, and saying that we needed to worship and be thankful. What do we say to people today in relationship to being thankful? For our listening audience today, ladies and gentlemen, you can call us at 401-1413. I'm praying that this will prompt you to publicly tell us why you're thankful. What are you thankful for? I believe that we need to be a thankful people. Dr. Phelps, I know in Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19, there were 10 lepers that were healed. Only one of them came back and said, thank you. One of them came back and said, thank you. I think that's a good indication of the numbers in society today of those that are ungrateful, unthankful, and the minuscule number that is thankful. Tell us something about that.
The scriptures tell us, by way of instruction through the Apostle Paul in his letter to the people at Ephesus, the church at Ephesus was instructed to give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
I believe we have a caller on the line. Marty, go ahead with your conversation.
I'm thankful for being able to listen to you, for knowing my buddy Marshall Wood. But, you know, let me tell you something. I've been in St. Augustine for 25 years. I live here for 25 years. And we first experienced Hurricane Floyd in 99. We've been through so many things. And we've been blessed in that, like, where my house has never been hit by any catastrophe. I've been telling people in this small city for years, we're not lucky. When I go to buy a lottery ticket, I usually lose. I'm very unlucky when it comes to gambling, but I am very blessed in that we have a protection over our house. And I'm going to give you a hint. It's like this is on Jeopardy. The first name of the protector is, it starts with a J. And so every year, whether it's hurricanes or floods or whatever, we are blessed. I'm also blessed in that I heard today that my governor, who I voted for, DeSantis, has been declared the winner of this. The devil is working. But I also feel that, and I'm going to say this, that the media of the devil, and I've often said that Fox is what I call the bobblehead network, where people watch it blindly, and they've supported the lawsuit against my president. I think he needs some blessings, and I want to tell you that I may be steering a little bit off of your subject, but when I heard about the ruling of the court saying that Jim Acosta has to be given his press pass back, I feel like my family member has been raped. My family member has been violated in that where Donald Trump lives as the president, he has to let in somebody. And what that man Acosta did to the president, that's the president of 330 million people. I wouldn't even talk like that to the mayor of my city of 12,000 people. So I think that besides blessing, I need some blessing to find out that the devil has been thwarted in playing with Donald Trump in the United States.
Well, Marty, I appreciate so much your thankfulness and your saying that. But let me just give you a little young blood insight or a little footnote on what you said about Acosta being granted permission by the courts to go back in. You know, he may have the credentials replaced that he can go in. That doesn't mean the president ever has to call on him to ask a question. You realize that the president has the authority to point out of the whole press corps, he can call on anyone or on no one to ask a question. So all he has to do is avoid him, ignore him, pretend he's not in the press corps, and continue to be the president. But I am thankful that we have him. That's one of the things that Dr. Phelps and I were talking earlier, that I'm thankful that we have a president that I believe God put in office by divine intervention to allow America another opportunity to turn back to God. And so Thanksgiving.
And Let me just say one thing, if I may. Also, another thing that offends me is when we hear Thanksgiving, it's Turkey Day, eat a lot of food, watch football, and fall asleep. I want to tell my brothers and sisters out there that if you're eating a hot dog or a graham cracker, be thankful for what you have.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir, Ray. Thank you for that call, brother.
God bless you.
God bless you. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead with your comments, please.
Yes. Good morning, Pastor Youngblood. I'm in full agreement with all that you're saying, everything. Yes, and I just want to tell you what I am really thankful for today. I am thankful that, your explanation this week, earlier this week, was a real blessing about the godly line and the ungodly line was a blessing to me, because I really was always concerned about what the true interpretation of that is. And it is the first time I'm really in full agreement with you that you have it correctly. So what I'm thankful for today is that I believe with all my heart that on planet Earth today there are two lines, just as it was in those early days, and as Jesus said it, that there is the broad way, two ways, the broad way that lead to destruction, and this straight and narrow way that leads to eternal life. Two ways, just two, no middle ground, two. And I'm happy today that I can consider, I'm fully convinced about that I am in that godly line. I've made that decision years ago, but thank God I'm fully convinced or assured that I'm in the godly line. These are very challenging days, and as we're saying that we don't know how things reach where it reach, because it's hard to believe that Americans voted the way they voted the other day. Thank God we know that he has a final word, and we believe that his intervention, even now, when we might think that how did so many Americans vote negative, so many believers vote for the people who do not love the word of God and who do not love the Christians. How did it happen? But we just have to fully, that the Lord is in everything, and he knows the way ahead, and he will bring his purpose out of evil. We don't know. Yes, he will bring his purpose out of even a evil situation. We realize that we are in challenging days, and only the grace of God, the mercy of God, can help us at this time. Even the election, yes, the mix-up and confusion. Thank you very much for what you're doing. God may continue to strengthen you.
Thank you so much, and God bless you. Thank you for that. In fact, we can agree, as our last caller just said, Dr. Phelps, that basically saying, I'm thankful that God is in control.
Amen.
That is wonderful to know. God is sovereign, ladies and gentlemen. He's still on the throne. It may look as though everything is bleak and black and dark and dangerous and there's no hope, but as long as God is still on the throne, there is hope. And so Thanksgiving is a time that we can say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for delivering me from this world of sin. Thank you for the privilege of serving you. Thank you for the nation that we have. Thank you for our Constitution and for our Bill of Rights and for all that we have in our founding documents. Thank you for our flag, and thank you for the future that we have in Christ Jesus. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead with your comment or your words of thanksgiving.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, I would like to thank you personally for what you do for Christ. You and Dr. Phelps both are truly a blessing. I drive a $200,000 truck, a big truck. It's got a very expensive radio. It's even got a button that will pick up far-off stations. But even with this radio, I can't find the truth anywhere like I get from your broadcast. And I just wish that others that are listening would realize you can't put a price on the truth. It's priceless.
Amen. That is right.
And I feel compelled to, I contribute in a small way, but God's just tugging on my heart that the truth has changed my life so much, I want to double my contribution to support the station. And I just beg my fellow listeners, please, 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 in the name of Jesus, let's keep the truth on the air. Because if darkness takes over, that's the end. That we just need to keep the light shining. And that's really all I got to say. But this Thanksgiving, I thank God in the name of Jesus for you and Dr. Phelps.
Amen. Well, brother, your kindness and your kind words are appreciated more than you know. It's an encouragement beyond anything else that could be said. We do this every day because we love the Lord and we want the Word of God to go forward. But even beyond that and including that, we want our listeners to be able to understand that for any issue that we're faced with in life, we have the resources called the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. God's Word, Dr. Phelps, is the key to what we have in thankfulness. Share with us some more things that you feel we need to be thankful for Thanksgiving.
I think the best place to start, Dr. Youngblood, is to say we need to be thankful for our Heavenly Father. Matthew chapter 6, Jesus said, "For your Heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things." Our Heavenly Father is sovereign, it's already been mentioned, and He knows, that is, He has foreknowledge of our needs. He's always aware, He's fully aware, and He understands my needs. So we have a Heavenly Father, a shepherd who cares for us. I have a Father in heaven, and He cares for us. He's the Father of mercies. He's the Father of lights. He's the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And He's the Father who sent His Son that we might live through Him. God the Father sent His Son to be our Savior.
Amen.
And I'm so thankful for that one wonderful, wonderful truth. We have a Heavenly Father who loved us and sent His Son to save us from our sins.
Where would we be, Dr. Phelps, if God had never sent Jesus Christ, if Christ had never come? There would be no such thing as Christmas. There'd be no such thing as a Christian. There'd be no such thing as His soon coming again. We would be, of all people, hopeless, miserable, and without hope at all. So I'm thankful for the fact that God loved us first, loved us enough that He sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross for us. This is the reason, Dr. Phelps, it is so, sad, I reckon is the better term. I'm looking at an article here. It says, survey reveals surprising reasons why Americans aren't likely to be thankful for Thanksgiving. And in the article, it says, 3 in 5 Americans say they'd rather do something else rather than reflect on what they're thankful for Thanksgiving. Top activities respondents gave priority over being thankful included, they weren't thankful. This is what they wanted to do and said that was important to them for Thanksgiving. Watching football, watching streaming media videos, reading a book, spending time with a pet. In fact, a whopping 71% of Americans say the holiday causes them stress rather than thankfulness. That's a sad plight. And ladies and gentlemen, may I say that is true for any people, any time, any place, where there's not a focus on spiritual things, where there's not a recognition of what God has done for us. Dr. Phelps, share with us. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. We're sharing the microphone today with Dr. Neil Phelps, one of the professors in Bible at Conservative Theological University. We're inviting you to call in today and talk about thankfulness, Thanksgiving. Why are you thankful? You can do that by dialing 401-1413, 904-401-1413, and you could join in this dialogue and discussion about the wonderful opportunity we have to be thankful. In fact, Dr. Phelps, I find it fascinating and sad when people will not be thankful, do not recognize it. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, I've said Thanksgiving is compulsory because in Colossians 3:15, the scripture says, "Be ye thankful." And it's in the Greek text in imperative voice, simply means it's a command. We're commanded to be thankful. Dr. Phelps, share with us some more about why you're thankful.
One of the things I'm so thankful about is for home and family. Scriptures tell us in Ephesians chapter 6 about the family. I have a safe haven. I have a place that God has provided. I have a house that's comfortable. I have a household of believers. I have a haven of rest. I have food and clothing. I have contentment. In our day when we have the attack upon the family and marriage and the home, God has given us this great truth that He has formed the family. And we need to be thankful. We have a safe haven, a place that God has provided for us where Amen. We can live in contentment.
Amen. That is a home, a family, being at home, being with a family, having those that you love is a lot to be thankful for, ladies and gentlemen. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go ahead with your comments, please.
Hello?
Hello? Go ahead with your comment, please.
Okay. I just want to say I'm thankful that we serve the Almighty God, the King of the universe.
Amen.
He is sovereign in the affairs of men. He is sovereign in the affairs of men. In the time of the Tower of Abel, of Babel, he confused the language and did not allow the world to get together. And we have the same thing going on now. We have people trying to do one world government, and God is sovereign over all of that. And I can remember times when I've had nothing, and my God delivered joy to my heart. I had nothing in my hand. I was trying to figure out how I was going to get my next meal. I was living in a campsite. And our God is faithful and just, and He is Lord of all, and He is going to handle this thing, and there's no evil that can overcome His goodness and His desire. So we have to remember who's really running the show here.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. That's a wonderful statement. It goes back to the sovereignty of God and the realization that He is in control. He's in the pilot seat, if you will. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, not only is Thanksgiving compulsory, it is also comprehensive. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, that we give thanks in everything, everything. Dr. Phelps, that means every little thing and every big thing.
Amen.
So many times there's an attitude that if this is a big thing or big item or big gift, or if this is something special that I'm thankful, we need to be thankful for every little thing. I tell people, and I say this so honestly and openly and very candidly and directly, ladies and gentlemen, every morning when I wake up, I say, thank you, Lord, for life.
Yes.
Thank you for allowing me to live today. Thank you for waking me up. That ought to be the basic thankfulness of our hearts, Dr. Phelps. What else can we add to that statement about Thanksgiving?
One of the things I believe that we need to be thankful for is health and healing.
Yes.
According to Psalm 103, God has blessed us so wondrously, and God wants to bless us in every way, in every part of our lives. It says in Psalm 103, verse 3, "Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases." So we find in the Lord that He is our health giver. We're dependent upon Him for life and breath, for good things that fill our mouth, for renewing our strength, for mercies and forgiveness. God crowns my life with loving kindness and tender mercies. I'm so thankful today that even at my age, I'm still able to do the things that God allows me to do.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, when we think about Thanksgiving, and I'm praying that you're thankful this Thanksgiving, I'm praying that you are always thankful. In fact, the Scripture says that Thanksgiving ought to be continual. The Scripture says in Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always. That simply means, ladies and gentlemen, that we're always thankful. There's no such thing as a good thing or a bad thing we're thankful for. We're thankful always for everything and every situation. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that's indication of the final last days in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter and the 2nd verse, is a population of people that's unthankful. Dr. Phelps, give us one final statement or thought in relationship to Thanksgiving for these final 30 seconds that we have in our broadcast today.
One of the things that really is important to me is that we have songs of faith we can sing.
Yes.
Psalm 98, verse 1 says, "Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory." We can sing songs of God's blessings, especially of God's redemption and good things that he's done for us in Christ. We can have a song of thanksgiving.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, the scripture is very clear, very direct. Be ye thankful. It's a command in the scripture. I pray that you're thankful today. Thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to joining you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.